Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you all for tuning in to season two of Step Into Your Sunshine, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Coudron, the owner of Etsy Boutique Coudron's Curiosities and the organizer of La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience that will be taking place May the 29th through June the 1st of 2025. Tickets will go on sale in May of 2024, so you'll want to keep your eyes open for that opportunity. Today, I want to start off this episode with a quote. It's a very impactful quote. I used to keep this particular quote up in my classroom when I was teaching in Oklahoma, and me and my students would talk about it often because it has such a profound effect on our understanding of behavior. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become a habit. Watch your habits, they become a character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. You may be asking, why did I choose to emphasize this quote today? It's because today we're going to talk about gratitude. By watching your thoughts, you impact your destiny for your life. That's such a profound thought. When we talk about gratitude, it's being gracious, it's being thankful for the things that we already have in our life. And I can tell you from personal experience, when you're having a rough day, when you're going through a hard time, when you're going through a life-changing experience, when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling anxious, being gracious is one of the most difficult things to do. Because behind all of those experiences, you have a lot of stress. And with stress comes negative thoughts. Perhaps about all the things that could go wrong, perhaps about all the worries that aren't being taken into consideration. Perhaps the lack of competent medical teams, perhaps the fear of the worst happening. And then they began to compound into if this happens, and this happens, and this happens, and then this happens, and then all of a sudden your thoughts are highly focused on the very worst situation that could arise. And just like your thoughts become your words, and your words become your actions, actions become your habits, and it becomes your character, and then your destiny. And so, as you begin to think all of these negative thoughts, they become your words. You're voicing them constantly to different people. And then your actions are impacted by your words. Well, we aren't going to do this because it could lead to that. We're not going to encourage her to go to this place because this could happen. And then, as you say this day in and day out to yourself, then your character begins to change. You begin to develop into somebody who is driven by your negative thoughts. And ultimately, this affects your destiny, the in place that you're going to be in your life, and the choices that you make within your life. And it is so important that we nurture our thoughts, that we are aware of the thoughts coming into our brain, and that we decide which type of thoughts are going to remain there. And which thoughts are no longer going to take residency in our brains. And this leads me to gratitude. About 2 years ago, I really dived in to a gratitude journal. I wrote on and off during my pregnancy, which would be now almost 5 years ago, about gratitude and about how I was feeling. And a lot of those entries are really, really negative and really, really heavy. I actually read it just 2 years ago, and it was such an emotional time for me during my pregnancy when I first moved here to France and all the things going on in my life. And I could see how it developed into negative habits and me becoming a more negative character and ultimately shaping the decisions that I was making. And so 2 years ago, I decided that I would be more intentional about putting gratitude into my life. And I started by doing very, very simple tasks, just writing three things every night that I was grateful for. You might be thinking, three things, that's not a lot. And here's my suggestion to you. It doesn't need to be a lot because when you are focused on only writing three things, it transforms your thought process during the day. Because no longer are you looking for the negative things that have gone wrong in your life, or wrong in the morning, or wrong with your relationship, or wrong with your children, or wrong with your employees, or other members of your team at work. You're focused on the things that you're grateful for, the things that went right, the things that made you feel inspired, the things that made you feel supported, the things that made you feel heard and seen. And when I put this practice into my life, it really transformed it. Because prior to this, I was really thinking about all the negative things constantly that was going on in my life, in my marriage, with my daughter, with my work, with my businesses, with my interactions, with my friends. It was just constant. It was like they really did all the negative thoughts that started, they became the words that I was speaking to everyone about everything. And then they became my actions, that I felt needed to be in alignment with my words and my thoughts. And then they became my habits. I was a much more negative person, and then they were affecting my choices. And ultimately, I knew that that was not me at my core. I am a positive, uplifting person at my core. And I knew I needed to change, but I didn't know how. So I started by writing just three things I was grateful for every evening. And I was shocked by how much I changed in just 2 weeks. My whole thought process changed. I was no longer focusing on all the negative things or all my negative thoughts going on in my head. I was thinking, what are all the wonderful things going on in my life? What are the things that I'm truly grateful for, that I feel heard, I feel seen, I feel supported, I feel valued? And then things begin to change because now my thoughts were about positivity and they became my words. I began speaking about empowerment and inspiration and resilience and happiness, and then they became my actions. I began to take more inspired action and more opportunities to empower others and provide platforms just like this so that others can feel seen and heard. They became my habits. And now, 2 years on, it feels like that's who I am at my core. And now I'm making conscious decisions to follow that destiny of positivity, of gratitude, of graciousness, of empowering other women to feel seen and heard and valued by just making one decision in my life to be different. If you are at a point in your life where you're highly anxious, you're depressed, you are facing insurmountable amounts of grief, you're not happy, I implore you, I encourage you to write three things a day that you're grateful for. Just start there. And for me, when I started, I promise you, it was not easy. I was grateful for my daughter. I was grateful for my dog. I was grateful for my new sheets. Because it seemed like nothing else in my life was going the way that it should be. And sometimes we just have to start at the very basic level. Like, I'm thankful that I put new sheets on my bed. Oh my gosh, that feeling, that softness, the cleanness, the smell, all of the stuff. So if you are struggling and you feel like there is nothing going on in my life right now that's positive, I assure you that there is. It may just be your sheets are clean. It may be that you had time finally to do laundry. Or it might be that you ate breakfast this morning. Or it might be that your child went to school and there were no fights. It may be that for the first time in a long time, your spouse kissed you goodbye. There's positive things in every one of our lives. We just have to take the time to look. I know from personal experience how much this activity has transformed my life. And I know it can transform yours as well. I want to leave you with the quote we started with because it is so important for us to remember. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become a habit. Watch your habits, they become a character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Food for thought. Give me all your thoughts and feelings for this episode today. And remember that we have new episodes being released every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. French time, 7 p.m. GMT time. I can't wait to chat again with you guys soon. And I hope that you feel inspired to take action after this episode. Go now and write three things that you're grateful for in your life. And I promise you, it'll be the beginning of a transformation.